Engaging kids in the classroom with digital media. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Bob Collins in today for John Gordon. Minneapolis's Roosevelt High School teacher Delana Haug has tapped the power of digital media to create a learning community called DigMe in her school. Helping them is Cynthia Lewis from the University of Minnesota's College of Education and Human Development.
The goal is to promote critical academic reading, writing, and thinking through the use of digital media. So this is very much a college-focused kind of program.
What sorts of digital media are you using?
All of the teachers are using wikis as a way to sort of organize their course, and students know to go to the wiki and to find everything that's needed there and to attach their assignments to the wiki, and often they are creating digital projects that are also attached to the wiki. In social studies, they did some, understanding more of their neighborhood kinds of projects. They used digital, I think it was Photo Bucket, and, some digital tools in order to create that unit. They used Google Maps and they used VoiceThread in order to incorporate photos and a narrative about neighborhood issues. And then in English, they've done political cartoons. They've done podcast memoirs. One class is doing a whole unit on corporate ethics, and they are using all kinds of websites in order to do their research, but then they are creating their own website, and those websites include streaming video, they include links to YouTube, they include information from other websites about corporations.
Are they learning digital media, or are they learning stuff because they're already comfortable, as that generation usually is, with digital media?
That's a very important question in this, because this is a high-poverty school, and only about a third of the students have a computer and internet access at home. So it really, it was not something that was all that familiar to all the students. What I found is that almost all of the students had Facebook sites, whether or not they had computers and the internet at home. And they just find a way to, to get on Facebook, maybe at the public library or at a community center or at a friend who happens to have access. But they didn't know how to use other technology in many cases, certainly not in all cases. And some of the students knew it very well. But many, many of the students did not. They had had no experience with wikis and blogs as the other things that are used all the time. They really needed to learn the tools. And we think this is a very important part of the program, because at most universities now, starting your first year, you are expected to be able to use those technologies in your classes.
What, has there been anything that has surprised you about this program in this school?
One of the things that did surprise me initially was how many of the students really did not have a broader knowledge of Web 2.0 technologies, because, we always hear that even students who don't have access find a way to have access in public libraries and community centers, et cetera, and therefore will know this technology. And as I said, they only knew Facebook in many cases, so there was a lot more teaching to do just around the digital tools than I expected. And the teachers really have just been heroic about doing this kind of work.
Still to be studied, Cynthia Lewis says, is the impact of a digital media program on increased student achievement. But she notices students are often changing and adding to their wikis well into the evening. There's a much longer interview with Cynthia Lewis on the website at futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. For John Gordon, I'm Bob Collins.